regards to the wine to use, so starting with Hillel's Kiddush, so there's a few points in Hillel's Kiddush. One preference in Hillel's Kiddush is that wine which is not mavushal is preferred over wine which is mavushal. The second question is using wine which is, has alcohol content over wine which is called yain migita, which means it's already been produced, made into wine, so has not fermented yet. So the law is that wine which has not fermented is kosher for the purpose of Kiddush, it's a great period of and it's kosher for the purpose of Kiddush. But the law says the reason why that's so is because it still could ferment. It takes time, and eventually that's the process. So the poskim can raise the question about the modern grape juice, which after it's been made, it's pasteurized, and they're also put in, sometimes they put in chemical agents which prevent it from fermenting. They don't want it to turn into wine. Does that affect its status? The Rishon Mazalman says very clearly that does not affect its status. Even since when it was made, it was yayin, the fact that it has the status of wine, so that it doesn't lose that status afterwards. So that's for Kiddush in general. So if a person wants to use grape juice, that is fine. There is some poskim which do prefer that it should not be like that. Rabbi Yochanan Kamenetsky's Zatzal had special grape juice made for him, which did not have this done to it, so it could potentially ferment. And therefore, he would use grape juice because it was better for his health. But he didn't have this issue. He would try to avoid that issue. But in general, that is the psak, that is fine. The question comes as regards to the kosis, the dal kosis, is that a lot of the same. Sir Moshe Zichli Bracha says that there's a difference over here, because the Moshe says there's besides the loch of yayin, the regular loch of yayin, there's a loch of cheirus. That the purpose of this yayin is to show the element of cheirus that we are celebrating the fact that we've been the Bereshit Mesfridos. So this cheirus element requires something which can intoxicate. So Moshe holds that even though normally grape juice is totally fine for the purpose of Kiddush, for the purpose of dal kosis, you need something which has an alcoholic content. Rishon Mazalman will get response to this, and he says that's not true. This, once you tell me that it's kosher for Kiddush, it has the same halacha over here as well, and you can use grape juice. He holds grape juice is fine to use. Rabbi Yashiv also is on record, like Rav Moshe, that a person should use something which can intoxicate. So preferably a person should use something which has an alcoholic content. If you want to mix wine with grape juice, as long as it's still, you can still feel the alcoholic content, the assumption is 4%, 4% is still 4% alcoholic content, that is acceptable. Grape juice from concentrate is a different story. Grape juice which is made from concentrate, Rishon Mazalman says that once you've taken out the water, when you put the water back in, it does not reconstitute it to grape juice. It has a halacha, the regular rules of mizug. Mizug is 3 parts water, 1 part wine. If it's more than that amount of water, it's considered water, and the bracha is shahakol, not pripya gofen. There are some grape juices which come with both grape juice and grape juice from concentrate. Since there is grape juice in there, even the amount which is from concentrate is not being watered down with water. It's being watered down with grape juice, so that's not an issue. But if you have it's a bottle which says grape juice from concentrate, and that's all it says, you should not use that for the purpose of Kiddush or for the dalet kosis. Have a good morning.